Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
In my younger years, I used to get frustrated being in traffic, waiting at the doctor's office, you name it. I mean, let's face it, in life, many times we're waiting around for something. And again, in the past, I kind of had an agenda, I had a goal, and that would frustrate me having to do that. Now, I actually don't mind it at all. There's a little bit of traffic ahead of me, not even worried. If I have to wait at a doctor's office, totally cool. And here's why. I bring my space with me. You see? In other words, why do we get frustrated? Because the traffic is creating a space around us that we're not comfortable with. We're not content with. We didn't ask for it. And that's the resistance. That's the rub that we feel when we are stuck in traffic, because we're saying, hey, this isn't the space I'm choosing. And I don't like it, and we resist and react. Same thing with the doctor's office, you know? Hey, I didn't ask to be in this waiting room. Why am I here, just sitting here, this type of thing? I don't care anymore, and here's why. There's a couple things. One is I have a Bluetooth, and I am constantly listening to good content. So I have my own subscription with Audible. You can get audiobooks, whatever. I listen to some podcasts, but mainly I'm an audiobook guy. And look, I'm a dad of three, husband of one. My kids are all, you know, still young. And I don't have time to sit down and, you know, spend 6-10 hours reading every day. No. But what I do have is these little pockets of time in my day where working out. So, you know, this morning, what did I do? Hit the exercise bike because it's raining outside, right? Stationary bike, popped in some audio programming and love it. I mean, it's actually a pleasure to work out. I don't even think about the exercise or the pain or anything like that. I get it. You know, we can't always do that, but other times I bring my laptop. In fact, there's pretty much anywhere you go today has Wi-Fi. I mean, unless it's, you know, whatever. Maybe there's a few places that don't have Wi-Fi, but I'm constantly prepared. There's a quote that I kind of have resonated with over the years. I say it all the time, but it's, when you prepare for the moment is prepared for you. Let me say it again. When you prepare for the moment is prepared for you. And so, for me personally, I'm not always ready, but I honestly try to be ready. So, you know, if I'm picking the kids up from a program, I got a book with me. I don't care if they go late, right? If I'm at the doctor's office, I have an audiobook that I'm listening to. Just the other day, you know, getting the vehicle serviced, didn't mind, brought my laptop, essentially edited the expanded and updated version of Your Secret Name and Deeper Path, A Day Job to Dream Job, which are coming out in October 27th. So I'm constantly ready to redeem the time. That's actually the name of my business, Redeem the Day. It means buy back time. And you can't buy back time unless you're intentional. So this is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. And take care, everybody. Subscribe and save. I'm making a transition right here. So thanks for your patience. All right, we'll see you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.